tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Welcome back to the final hour of Tip Today. 11 o'clock on a Friday. We all know what that means. It's Johnny Luby time. Johnny, good morning.
Alison, how's it going?
Yes, you're great. All the better for talking to you now, Johnny.
You're way better than that other fella. what a bloody disaster.
He'll be listening to you.
Alison, I must say hello to Oren and Clive. I think they're up there in that beautiful neck of the woods, Holy Cross, Ballycahill. They're the two youngsters that I think they listen to us on a Friday morning. So, say hello to them. And also to a guy called Phil in London. I don't know his second name, but he's from South Tipperary region, maybe down around Claheen, Ballyporeen, Skeenarinky. I must find out his second name.
Right.
Or his relations are back that way. And of course, we have Mr. Spraggett up in the Cotswold Hills in Cheltenham in England, and Mr. Tilly and a few more. Ian the Skip, I call him, and Michelle. I don't know their second names, but they're fine old scouts. They're tuned in on a Friday morning as well. So,
God, you're global, Johnny. You're global.
Global is right.
Top of the top.
Alison, before we start, tell us something about yourself. Where are you from?
Jesus, Johnny.
Where are you from?
I'm from Skeenarinky.
We'd say in Golden, Skeenarinky. Right, what colours are they in the hurling and football?
They're red. They're blue and orange in the hurling, and they're black and red in the football.
God, by God above. Fair play to you. If you ask some of the people in Golden, they couldn't tell you the Golden Kilfeekle colours, you know. But fair play to you.
There are. We love our gay out in Skeen.
Yeah. How would you go to Skeenarinky from, we'll say, from Kerr?
From Kerr? Well, there's many different ways you go. You go along the old N8, past Kilcorn, past Kilgarra.
Yeah.
You can also go on the motorway and jump off at, well, I suppose either Tincurry or Kilbenny.
I got it, but there's a lot of North Tipperary people. I'd say they were never down in Skeenarinky.
No, I'd say the old, you know, the motorway kind of killed little villages like Skeen. You know, used to be alive on a Sunday, you know, Jackson's Pub and people stopping in at the garage. And now, you know, it's very quiet compared to that. That's been the only bad thing in motorways, I think. It's killed little areas like that.
You answered the question the very same as somebody would answer if the Yank asked him, if the Yanks asked him, on the right road to Golden. Well, they'd say, well, you are and you're not.
Yeah, which way do you want to go? Johnny, we're looking at a 50-year anniversary for the players' anniversary. Is it
that's
since
right,
the ban was lifted?
That's right, Alison. Yeah, I think it's 50 years ago this weekend, actually, that the ban was lifted, which for the younger generation, they mightn't understand that if you played the GA, that was grand. But if you played a bit of rugby and soccer during the winter time or the off-season or whatever, you were not allowed to come back and play the GA then. Indeed, it was huge. They had set up a thing called the Vigilantes Committee, that if you went to a rugby dance in Clanwilliam on Stevens's night, there would be somebody there from the GA, just say to myself, and I was playing hurling and football with Golden, and you would be reported into the board. And here you'd be suspended from playing hurling and football because you went to the rugby dance and that. So it was a huge contentious issue in the world that they just called it the foreign sport, field sports, and that. And thanks be to God, somebody saw the light of day in 1971 to move on the ban, because many of our good players, the likes of even Conor Sweeney, present day, I mean, he played senior rugby with Rockwell College, and that, and come on and captain Tipperary to a Munster senior football final. If the ban hadn't been lifted, and many more players then went from the GA across to the rugby and made a successful career, or vice versa. So it's no harm to see that gone, because I would say to many of the youngsters in our own rugby club in Kilfeekle that when it comes to the end of the season in April and May, in April certainly, look lads, we'll see you on the sporting fields of the hurling and football, whether it's with Knockavilla Donaghskee or whether it's Golden Kilfeekle or Cashel Kincormac or Galty Rovers or Arabelle Rovers or any of the clubs out there. And it's wonderful to see them succeed at other sports as well, you know.
Totally. But, and you can see the benefits of some, like I find if they're playing rugby, they're a lot stronger in the GA, and with the GA that their hand-eye is excellent.
Oh, it is, yeah. Like, and you know, the discipline in sports as well. Like, it's very important that the youngsters will say discipline with punctuality, yeah, and the coaches, and take it all on board and everything else.
And respect.
Respect. Like, sport is huge, then, Alison. If you're going for we'll just say an old job, and that you have an interest in sport, and it has many outlets, and you create new friends from different parishes and all of that, and you have the crack and the laugh and the fun and the excitement, and hopefully, please God, when this COVID goes, that we'll all be back to normal. Indeed, that great Limerick hurler of yore, Mick Mackey. They often say Mick Mackey and Christy Ring were the two greatest exponents of the game. Mick Mackey used to love, he was an outstanding Limerick hurler, and as I said, the best in the of that era, and even of the present era, Mackey would make any team. But he was big into the rugby as well, just to go and watch it. And the Limerick County Board, I just reading there on a paper, Limerick County Board were concerned that he would be reported at matches, so they got a way around it by putting him on the vigilantes committee. That was the way that they got around it, and he was able to go to the Munster matches then, looking to see what GA players were there. But I would say the same, Mick Mackey wasn't certainly going to report on any of the GA players. That's what I would think.
Yeah.
But it was a huge thing at the time. The ban. We were playing hurling and football with Golden, and playing a bit of juvenile rugby with Clanwilliam back in 67 and 68 when we got into a West final against the likes of Clonalty, Rossmore. But at that time there was no mobile phones or anything else, so nobody actually knew that we were playing under 12 and 13 and 14, because the West Championship that time was under 15. There was no under 10s, 12s and things like that.
And you were 19, 15. I bet.
Nobody did report on us, you know, but they could have had if people had known, because they were like the GA, I suppose. They were slow in moving at that time, but by God, since they moved that time, they're a tremendous organisation in every parish in the county of Tipperary, I suppose. There's about 80 odd clubs. Mm-hmm. They're the backbone of the parish scene, and also for raising funds. When you look at the likes of, we'll just say, a small club like Kilfeekle and a small GA club like Golden Kilfeekle, and they're getting players together to raise, was it 22,000 for the frontline workers in the special needs school and all of that back there last April. And that was absolutely a fantastic achievement, possibly their best. It's even better than winning a bloody divisional final in hurling or rugby, to say that they were able to put up back to the wheel and kick on, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask, what do you think of Eamon Ryan not talking to us?
Well, of course, you see, I wonder if he awake. Venus, he was doddering about, and that I can't understand why he wouldn't come on local radio. Simply because I suppose we're a big rural county, and he's in dread of his life that we would get a bit of stick from with the climate change from the farming organisations, and indeed individuals like myself as well. But if you have nothing to hide, you come on the radio and you put out your pints of view there for the Green Party and all of that. And I'm disappointed, very disappointed to hear that he would be on the national airwaves and would not come on the local radio, the very same as Mr. Lowry, Mr. Yeah. Brown, Matty McGrath, Jackie Callan, of course, Mr. Alan Kelly. They all come on. They take a bit of stick now and again, but but look, they're all strong.
I think they all understand too, to be fair to them, that it's part of the gig, and take it. But
Alison,
Eamon Ryan seems to be able to pick who he talks to.
Oh, he does, yeah. Like, and I mean, and what happened? I got a bike there, a present of a bike last week, and like I could meet him on the cycle lanes that they're putting up and all of that. But this man doesn't. I don't know myself. Look, I find it very hard, as I said, to understand why he won't come on Tip FM and give him a bit of stick and take it and that kind of a thing. That's what life is all about. But as I said, the lads are able to take it. You're only getting across your questions that many people are asking out there of the five TDs and the councillors and that. And you're just asking the questions, as Phyllis said, that we'd all love to ask, you know.
Well, maybe that's what we'll have to do, Jenny. Set you off on your bike, chase after him, hunt him down with a microphone.
with a bloody bell on it, a sweater, and I have to wear a helmet. I was the first round gold in Kilfeetle, I suppose, 50 years ago, to wear a yellow helmet playing hurling. It served two purposes. It protected me, but also it kept my glasses on, because I used to wear the glasses playing hurling and that. But now, of course, it's compulsory in the GA that you do wear the helmet and mouth guards and teeth guards, or gum guards, whatever they call them, and chin guards, and steel toe cap boots. I swear to God, Alison, that you're going into a bloody war, and there's only a match you're playing.
In
you know.
Some matches you are, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, especially if it was Golden Kilfeetle years ago against the Kickhams or Clonalty or Cashel King Cormac, with a tremendous rivalry, you know, there. But I suppose, look, I'm at the age now of between 65 and 69. I'm waiting for this call.
Vaccine, and call. Yeah. Have you got it yet, or you're too young, I'd say, are you?
According to Paul Reid, you see, we're supposed to log into some kind of a computer. Now, you're talking to a man who can't turn it on. So if I can't turn it on, I can't turn it off to turn it on. And I know sweet them all about it. But that George Lee asked him yesterday evening, he said, there's many people, he must be talking about myself, really, there's many people out there in that age bracket who haven't a bull's notion about log.com and all that caper, yeah. And where do you stand with them? And he said, somebody more or less said, look, you'll get somebody out there. But like, that's to the private personal thing,
yeah.
I would think. And that's... I made inquiries from the doctor then, and the doctor said, look, that they have my name and thing, and that as soon as they get their hands on the vaccine, they will be given us the jab. And that there was I thinking that we were essential tools in the organisation.
Well, you should be. I can't understand why you wouldn't be classed as essential anyway, Jimmy.
Alison, I'm sitting down here now outside in a bit of a garden here at home. And
I can hear the birds.
Yeah, I'm watching the lettuce growing and a bit of cabbage. And with the forecast that's there tonight to all the listeners out there, if you've got new plants during the week, I know, sweet, I'm only learning them myself. But look, throw something on them. This is a piece of paper, newspaper. Throw anything on, because it's -3 tonight, and lo and behold, I can guarantee you one thing, after putting in a bit of work into it with farmyard manure and clay and soil and the whole bloody lot and raking it over and back, especially if you have new spuds that are coming up, throw some bit of a cover on them for tonight, because although a chap in Tip Town, Sean Moore, an ex-guard, said to me, you could actually, if you had a watering can and if you had a plants up that you could actually, with the watering can, pour lukewarm water on it just to get the frost off the leaves. Now, that's from experience with himself, he said. So I said, right, I'll tell the listeners of Tipperary. You know, but look, Alison, tis like everything else. I've got this bit of gardening now because I suppose we have a bit of time in our hands and all of that. And with the grandchildren not being able to come down, because they would wreck the place and that, and they'd be undoing the good work that I have done, although I didn't see the spuds coming up yet, that kind of a thing. But look, like everything else. And Alison, just to talk about the rugby for a minute, you have the Leinster is it the quarter-final, semi-final of the Heineken Cup. It's most disappointing for ourselves with Munster to say that we're playing poorly, and that's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
Our so-called good players, Conor Murray and them, they've gone into their 30s. CJ Stander is going to be a huge loss. And look, just like everything else, it's disappointing for us that follow all sports. I like to see Munster doing well. I like to see the count doing well in the hurling and football and all of that. But as I said, it's disappointing. And we seem to be going backwards altogether. Like, I suppose you could say sharply that we brought a coach up from, was it South Africa or New Zealand, to tell our scrum half to kick a ball up in the air. Now, we're after busting our backsides to try and win the ball, and here we're kicking it up in the air. The coach in the Golden Kilfeetle Junior B football team, forget about the intermediate team, he could tell him kick it up in the air.
But there's a lot of talk Ron O'Gara is going to come back to take over. Would you be in favour of that?
Yeah, I possibly would. But look, you have to get playoff to compete. Leinster, in my book, against Munster, were only in second gear in the league final. And we were at full throttle to try and beat them. We can camouflage whatever way we like. We were beaten 9 or 10 points or whatever. But Leinster were shot 4 or 5 at our big buys.
Yeah.
And they still put manners on us. Now, I'd prefer to be beaten by China or Japan than beaten by Leinster. I just can't stand them. But I suppose the only thing is that they have 3 or 4 good guys from Tipperary, very much involved in the Leinster setup. Dennis Leamy, young Fogarty, and of course Mr. Hogan from Nina play huge parts with the Leinster outfit. And to think that we couldn't hold on to him here in Munster, at beggar's belief, you know. But Alison, who have you on the panel today to scrutinise?
Well, we've Mark Small, Conor Reedy and Rachel Woodlock coming up, so we're going to be talking vaccine rollout, character references and the stay-at-home parent.
Oh, by God above tonight. I'll tell you one thing, Alison. You're a full morning to put down. And I have to get a bloody... I'm trying to clean out a car here to get it ready for the NCT. My brother's car. And it's not the easiest one in the world because, just like everything else, it's only when I get my hands on it, I have to hoover it. And hopefully the NCT lads are listening. They might take sympathy on a bolt and...
Well, Johnny, we'll have to leave it there. Good luck with your NCT. I hope you pass it. We'll check in with you again next Friday.
Alison, come here. You on again next Friday, please?
No, Fran will be here, I think, next Friday.
Oh, Fran, I'm big chance. Come here. I was never in Skeena Rinky, and I was all over the bloody world.
Anyway, I'm sure you are.
I'll have to find an excuse to go down there.
Call here and I'll drop you down someday.
Alison, thanks very
around.
Much.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Alison.
Talk to you soon. That's Johnny Luby there. Our panel is coming up after the break.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.